Another round of afternoon and evening storms today. What an interesting day yesterday, wasn't it? As those shelf clouds developed from numerous thunderstorms that popped across the area, moving to the east, especially prevalent from about Highway 301 to I-95 to the beaches. Again, pretty swift moving thunderstorms for this time of year, so that kept rainfall amounts in check overall, although a few spots did manage between 1 and 2 inches of rain. Mayport was a hot spot, so to speak. So was Black Hammock Island in northern Duval County around Fernandina Beach. We also had a pocket of heavier rain around Racetrack Road and I-95, northern St. Johns County and near the Duval County line, and then south of St. Augustine. Some of the storms also produced strong winds and rainfall rates that were more than an inch or two per hour. And, of course, prolific lightning is as common this time of year. Speaking of which, it is Lightning Awareness Week, Lightning Safety Awareness Week, so a good time to kind of brush off your lightning knowledge. It's fairly simple, you guys. You see lightning or hear thunder, you go indoors. And you wait at least 30 minutes since the last clap of thunder before going back outside. The peak of the lightning season here locally is over the next 6 to 8 weeks, but continues really all the way through September, even sometimes into early October. So we need to respect that lightning today. The storm coverage this afternoon starts to become more scattered, but still will be significant in spots. About half the area likely to get rain today versus a little bit more widespread the last couple of days. Movement will still be of individual cells west to east at about 20 to 25 miles per hour. So still moving along, but a little bit slower. Fewer cells, but still locally producing some very heavy rain, gusty winds, and lightning. And then tomorrow through the weekend, it continues to look like we really go hot, it being the story, with only isolated afternoon storms. Coverage will fall under less than a quarter of the area each day, Friday through the weekend. So some spots over the next 3 days, starting tomorrow through the weekend, will go dry all 3 days. Still, though, you have to be aware of that chance for a storm that could pop and become pretty intense for a time and develop very quickly, and that would include even the beaches to some extent. It's just that it's very isolated. Otherwise, temperatures will reach the mid-90s. It'll be some of the hottest temperatures we've had of the year as we reach at least the mid-90s. Feel like temperatures 100-plus all the way through the weekend. Now, this change in the weather pattern to isolated storms will not last long, and we'll start to see the coverage pick up again on Monday afternoon and right on into the middle part of next week at least, with several days in a row of drenching downpours and heavy storms again. Not at all unusual for this time of year. For us to kind of waffle back and forth between several very wet days, a couple of days that aren't as wet, and then back to very wet, as we are, after all, in our so-called wet season. In the tropics, we continue to track what's left of Dolly, which isn't much. Hello, Dolly is now all of a sudden goodbye, Dolly, as it heads on off into the North Atlantic, the official last advisory issued by the National Hurricane Center yesterday, a weakening system over the North Atlantic. And the rest of the tropics, reasonably quiet, although there are a couple of fairly strong tropical waves that have come off the coast of Africa, which is rather unseasonable, a little early in the season for that kind of activity, and probably a hint of things to come as we get later into July and August and September as we head toward the peak of the hurricane season. The East Pacific, by the way, will become quite active over the next few days, and I'll be talking about that, of course, in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. We still have the African dust, the Saharan dust that has worked its way westward. It has thinned a little bit. The plume has become more narrow as it's cut up through the Gulf of Mexico and curving northward into the U.S. We'll be sort of on the fringe of this dust cloud as it thins, so you may notice a hazy sky at times over the next few days, right on through the weekend, especially since we'll have fewer thunderstorms, but then we'll scour out some of that next week as the rain increases yet again. And dust clouds occur every single year during the summertime, especially this time of year. This one was a particularly large and dense plume of dust. It does not stop hurricanes from forming. We're hearing that a lot out there. It can inhibit development overall, but it doesn't stop it. And we saw that last year with Dorian. And I posted a satellite photograph last week on Twitter at Mike First Alert showing Dorian sitting on the edge of a massive dust cloud. It got away from the dust. It found an area where it could intensify, stayed out ahead of the dust, and we know the rest is history for the northern Bahamas, unfortunately, with Dorian. So it can inhibit development overall, especially if all other things are not very favorable, which is the case right now. There's a lot of shear across the Atlantic. Sea surface temperatures, as is typical for this time of year, are relatively marginal, yet haven't reached their peak for the season. So bottom line is the tropics look relatively quiet for at least the next week or so. There are some hints perhaps of some development the first week to 10 days of July, and that's not that far away now, so we'll be keeping an eye on that. At the beaches, by the way, through the next few days and the weekend, isolated storms, keep an eye to the sky. Otherwise hot, water temperatures are warm. warming into the 80s. Air temperatures will even make a run toward 90 at the beaches until the sea breeze tries to come inland at least a little bit and cool things off some. No real serious surf, but there's always a risk of rip currents. You should always swim and surf with a buddy or as near a lifeguard as at all possible. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.